Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning, the gospel which you have just heard read. My dear friends in Christ, a number of years ago, an action-packed, dramatic movie came out. Perhaps you've seen it in reruns or on video, The French Connection. It's the story of a New York City detective's battle against international drug smugglers. In particular, it was a battle against a drug smuggling ring whose mastermind, this evil criminal mind, was a Frenchman. The French Connection. He was the brains of the outfit. The very strength and success of the entire operation depended upon this one man's ingenuity, his resourcefulness, his cunning. Popeye Doyle, the detective on the case, he knew that the key to cracking and destroying this drug smuggling ring was the elimination of the French Connection. He was the all-important key factor in its existence. The whole organization drew its living breath from him. Cut off the head, the body would be helpless. That's how vital he was. In our gospel text for this morning, our Lord Jesus also speaks of a connection that is all-decisive, all-important. Indeed, from the simple sense of his words as you heard them here this morning, could there be a connection more vital, more all-decisive for your life than the one of which he speaks here? For the options are rather stark, aren't they? You're either in or you're out. You're attached or you're not. And if yours is not a living attachment to the one true, genuine vine, if yours is merely an outward show, if you are only a hanger-on whose Christianity is mere pretense, then regardless of the show that you're making for others, you're going to be thrown out, you're going to dry up, you'll be gathered together and thrown into that fire to be burned. You will go to hell. The living attachment to Jesus is all decisive. He alone is the source of your life, the ground for your very being. Never in this entire text is the quality of the vine called into question, only that of the branches. How appropriate it is that in expounding this text here this day, I am addressing those who, for the most part, are going to be the sent ones of the church, those sent out into the holy ministry to continue the mission of Jesus to this dying world. For you see, Jesus himself speaks here in John 15, not primarily to or about Christians in general, no. But he is speaking to his apostles here. He is speaking to his sent ones, the branches. And he is speaking to them about their quickly approaching ministry to the world. In his own words, he is speaking to those with whom he has spoken from the first. He is speaking to those who have been with him from the beginning. And the fruit of which Jesus speaks here. This is not primarily the good works of Christians in general either. It is rather a reference to all those who will come to believe in him through his disciples' words. Souls won for Jesus, that's the fruit. but fruit that is only possible by branches remaining in the vine. How is this connection established? How is it kept secure? Our Lord Jesus encourages these men with the news that they are already clean. They are already in that living connection to the vine through the word which he has already spoken to them. You see, abiding in Jesus' word is what abiding in Jesus is all about. It is a life that is lived in harmony with Jesus' revelation. These men are Jesus' sent ones. These are men who are to do to others what the Lord Jesus has already done to them, bringing cleansing to these others with Jesus' own word. Jesus' word is all decisive for everything. In the beginning, we are told, was the Word, and that Word brought forth creation. To believe in Jesus' Word in the Gospel of John is to have eternal life. If you abide in Jesus' Word, he says, you will know the truth, and that truth will make you free. Holy baptism is what? The washing of water with the Word. And Jesus' own word of promise is what places those wonderful gifts of his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins in the Holy Sacrament. Didn't Jesus himself tell us that his words are spirit and that they are life? His words are what cleanse the sinner. Cleansing that sinner so that he abides in Christ and Christ in him. And it is Jesus' word proclaimed by his disciples through which others come to believe in Jesus. From beginning to end, it is, as he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, Popeye Doyle, the detective, was right. Separate the body from the head, the branch from the vine, and the body will wither and die. Now, Satan knows that too. And Satan is going to work like hell, let the hearer understand, to sever the living connection between you and your Lord Jesus, to destroy you, and especially for those of you who will be the sent ones of the church, to destroy your ministry. For you see, the whole emphasis here in this text is not just on remaining in Jesus, but on remaining in him to bring forth fruit. That Satan cannot abide. So what to do? If you abide in me, declares Jesus, and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. The Savior's call for you men to be men of prayer in your ministry. And at this point, aspiring pastors, what do you suppose that constant prayer of yours would be? Jesus' next words, the final words of our text, qualify that for us. By this is my Father glorified, he says, that you bear much fruit and show yourselves to be my disciples. My dear friends, may the Father's gracious cleansing ever keep you bearing fruit as you remain in your Lord Jesus and his words remain in you. Amen. And now may that peace of God that surpasses all human comprehension keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.